KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies in the mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour and then increasing clouds. Tonight, cloudy early, then partly cloudy skies overnight. We'll see temperatures around 50. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, breezy. We'll see highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, 55. And Wednesday, becoming mostly sunny, temps in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 66.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA out with its December cattle and beef trade data. It now means we have a full view of 2020. Imports of beef continue to soar, all-time high of 4.4 billion pounds coming into the country in 2020. This data shows the average price of fed cattle in 2020 just under $1.09 a pound, while the all-fresh retail beef prices were the highest yearly average in history, $6.39 a pound. RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard says U.S. calf producers have been receiving depressed prices for the last 5 years.
Cattle producers are now receiving below the cost of production, while consumers are paying record prices for beef. That indicates that the market is fundamentally broken and must be fixed quickly. Otherwise, we will continue to see an exodus of our American family farmers and ranchers who raise and sell cattle.
Imported beef, he notes, was extremely cheap in 2020, the average fed cattle price lower than any other year during the past decade. In fact, the U.S. has been a net importer of beef and cattle for the past several decades, with a cumulative trade deficit of over 20 million metric tons.
And what this does is it displaces the domestic cattle producers' access to their own American market, because they're using cheaper, undifferentiated imports as a direct substitute, and that is harming not only the cattle producers out here, but rural communities all across America.
Bullard says that after seeing the 2020 data, both cattle producers and consumers should be calling their congressional delegations to tell them Americans must put a stop to the failed trade policies that promote cheaper imports at the expense of the American cattle farmer and rancher. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. The latest numbers from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment released Friday showed that there were no coronavirus deaths recorded in the state in the period of Wednesday through Friday. That's the first time that's happened since mid-July of last year. The state did, however, add 752 new cases and 32 more hospitalizations since Wednesday's update. The Kansas Department of Labor is now open on Saturday and Sundays to help answer calls about unemployment claims. Our news partners at KTV report Governor Laura Kelly says she's committed to helping Kansans get the financial assistance they deserve. 500 customer service agents are expected to be fully trained and ready to assist people on the phones starting later this month. A 26-year-old Wichita woman in custody after a crash early Sunday morning killed her 5-year-old daughter, Nori Lamb, facing allegations of involuntary manslaughter and DUI. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
News on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News on your side.
Most of Kansas will likely see higher electric bills as a result of February's deep freeze, while utility customers in the Kansas City area could get refunds. The difference has to do with how two different divisions of utility giant Evergy fared during the brutal cold. The company's Kansas Central division had to spend an additional $100 million to buy power. Meanwhile, Evergy's Metro division that serves the Kansas City area was able to generate $60 million in extra revenue because it was able to generate surplus power and sell it to other utilities. Federal investigators say the fire that damaged an annex building of the First Baptist Church in Mission has been ruled an accident. The Kansas City Star reports a spokesman for the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said Friday that no criminal charges would be filed. By the time firefighters arrived to the Thursday evening blaze, flames had broken through the building's roof, which later collapsed. The church's sanctuary, however, was spared. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Dane's has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Dane's Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A Nebraska sheriff was found guilty of official misconduct for refusing to accept a man into his jail who was wanted out of South Dakota for kidnapping and sexual assault. Dawes County Sheriff Carl Daly was convicted of the misdemeanor charge following a two-day bench trial in January. Judge Randon Rowland issued a written ruling this past Wednesday. The events unfolded in July of 2019 after a woman who had been dropped off at a hospital in Chadron reported her boyfriend had beaten and raped her at a motel in Crawford, Nebraska. A sentencing... shots over the weekend. The Douglas County Health Department held two large vaccination clinics Saturday at the Millard North and Omaha North High Schools to distribute doses of the new Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine to educators. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Cape News, on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Valuation notices have been sent out and are now available. Ag value comparisons from 2020 to 2021 showed approximately a 4% increase. Public Works Administrator reported they would start work on the bridge in Rock Township on 25th Road. Crews will begin hauling rock and blading roads as weather permits. The bridge construction in Lincoln Township is progressing. Helen Barber with Partnership for Growth and Austin Masters with USDA met to discuss financing for the proposed jail project. Current loan rates are 2.125%. The board would need to fill out pre-application papers to see if the county would qualify. A construction loan would need to be secured for actual construction of a jail. Then bonds would be issued to finalize the USDA loan. A bond counsel would need to be retained to assist with the process. Commissioners plan to fund the project with existing funds, along with possibly securing a USDA loan to repay over 10 years while not increasing the current mill levy. Lloyd Builders met. The board recently terminated their contract as construction manager at risk for the proposed jail project. They were a little shocked at the abrupt termination without correspondence prior to the letter. Commissioners assured them it was nothing Lloyd Builders did wrong. But since there's been nothing done on the project for so long, it would be best to start fresh. Lloyd Builders hoped they would consider rebidding the project when it proceeds. County counselors stopped by to advise of surrounding counties' removal of mask mandates, and at this time might put this issue on the agenda to discuss in the near future. Approval was given to hire Bridger Yousey and Brooke Feldhausen as clerks in the appraiser's office. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week, mostly routine business, and included discussion of county roads and maintenance plans. Nemaha County Commissioners advised that some work has been started in connection with the Irish Creek project in Nemaha County. The county attorney will advise NextEra they're in violation of the road use agreement for the project. Work will be suspended until all issues are resolved. The Emergency Preparedness Director advised he checked with the Northeast District Emergency Management concerning large energy bills recently received. He was told there is no federal money available to help with these. Entities should go to the League of Municipalities to file a complaint. Commissioners discussed declaring a state of emergency for the extended cold snap in February, resulting in increased utility costs. Members of the Nemaha County Planning Commission shared concerns regarding performance of Marvin Planning Consultants up to this point. County Attorney recommended payments be stopped until the work is completed that is projected by the contract. Dorothy M. Bruns, age 94, of Burchard, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Burchard Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Bruns. Lily C. Harkness passed away December 31st in Arizona. Funeral service is planned Saturday, March 13th, 2 p.m., at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home will stream the service live on their Facebook page and are in charge of arrangements for Lily Harkness.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This week at Good Shepherd Lutheran School, we are celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week. Hello, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School, located in Marysville. This year, our theme is Sent to Serve. Along with several fun activities planned for this week, we have some awesome service projects lined up. Every day, we have a different theme for our dress-up. Today is Patriotic Day. We will start our day off with devotions led by our 7th and 8th grade class. And this afternoon, we'll go bowling at Landall Lanes. Here with me today, I have the kindergarten class, and we are going to sing Jesus Loves Me. But first, let them tell you who they are.
My name is Josiah Miller.
My name is Caden Prawley.
My name is Timothy Jason Shoddy.
Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him below, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
We are proud to offer a Christ-centered education in a state-accredited school with small class sizes. All denominations are welcome at Good Shepherd. We serve students preschool through 8th grade. If you would like to set up a time to tour our school and meet our teachers, please call us at 785-562-3181.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Very warm temperatures for this time of year. We have an upper level ridge across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing us some warm temperatures. It looks like temperatures well into the 60s and 70s across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. Dry weather over the next couple of days. We have a low pressure system that will move across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bring us a chance for some rain showers Wednesday night into Thursday, and then cooler air behind it. So across the area, sunny, breezy, mid-70s with wind gust at 30. Tonight, cloudy early, then clearing skies, 50 with wind gust at 30. For tomorrow, sunny, early, breezy. We'll see highs in the mid-70s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy in the mid-50s. As we get into Wednesday, becoming mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered rain at 38 degrees. That's look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 53. Record high on this date, 84. The average low, 27. Record low is 2 degrees below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54.
Migrating birds and plate glass windows are a dangerous combination. We will share some collision prevention tips on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 8th, the 67th day of the year. Musician Mickey Dolenz has a birthday, and the first U.S. combat troops landed in Vietnam on this day in 1965. We'll soon be hearing the songbirds of spring, as well as the unfortunate thud as one tries to fly through a picture window. Here are a few ways to minimize collisions. Shade or screen your windows as much as possible to reduce reflections. Check with your local Humane Society for window decals that will make the glass more visible. And keep an eye out for new technology. In recent years, window films have become available which are visible to birds but not to humans. Fine mesh screens are also touted as a practical solution for helping birds survive a window collision. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Lease a new 2021 Dodge Ram 1500 Warlock Quad Cab V8 for just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Beatrice. That's right. Drive away today in a new Ram 1500. Serious performance and rugged function with luxury appointments. MSRP 43,640, 10,000 miles per year with 36-month agreement. Tax, title, license fees excluded. 41,144 sales price, 47,50 lease rebates. Must lease through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. 299 due at signing with lease rate just 269 a month at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. Wichita State's men's basketball team won its first ever American Athletic Conference title following an 80-63 victory against South Florida on Saturday. Tyson Etienne led the team with 21 points as Wichita State also extended its winning streak to 7 games. The AAC's preseason poll had the Shockers picked to finish 7th under then-interim head coach Isaac Brown. Brown was elevated to head coach and the interim tag lifted on the 26th of February. Now to K-State. Mike McGurl scored 12 of his 17 points in the second half as Kansas State turned aside Iowa State 61-56 to conclude the regular season. McGurl drained a three with 1:41 remaining to give Kansas State a 10-point lead, and the Wildcats held on. DeJohn Gordon added 12 points and Nigel Pack 10 for Kansas State. The Cyclones have now lost 17 straight games and fallen to 0-11 on the road. Mid-America Network Sports.
Ogallala Livestock Special Stock Cow, first calf heifer with our regular sale Wednesday, March the 10th. 9 o'clock, we'll start on the butcher and feeding cows, bulls, and heiferettes. Noon will be the Stock John Hereford's bull sale, 12:30 baby calves, and at 1 o'clock, the stock cows. We'll start with Hitchcock Farms, 110 Angus 3 to 6 year old stock cows are bred to Angus bulls due March 15th, and 40 cows that are calving March 20th. Lemoyne Daily, 80 red Angus 5 to 8 year old stock cows are bred to red Angus bulls. They're due April 1st for 60 days. Anderson Ranch, 55 red heifers to short-term stock cows. They're bred to red Angus. They're due April 15th, 75 days. That's a complete dispersion. View many more high-quality and value consignments at OglawLive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's a special stock cow first calf heifer sale Wednesday, March the 10th at Oglaw Livestock.
The University of Kansas placed head football coach Les Miles on administrative leave Friday amid allegations of misconduct during his time at LSU. A 2013 report was released earlier on Friday detailing several allegations against Miles during his time with the Tigers. Miles was investigated after two female student workers accused him of inappropriate behavior. According to the report, Miles is accused of making multiple student employees feel uncomfortable. One victim accused him of kissing her and asking her to go to a hotel with him, promising he could help her career. The Kansas City Royals were in action over the weekend, defeating the San Francisco Giants 8-6 on Saturday. They'll take to the mound again tomorrow in a match with the Seattle Mariners, first pitch at 2:10. Now to the college hardwood. This afternoon at 1:30, it's the Wichita State Shockers and Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. That tips off at 1:30. Wednesday, it's the K-State Wildcats and TCU Horned Frogs. Mid-America Network Sports.
Saturday sub-state championships decided as the Hanover boys take down Wetmore 74-37 and the Wetmore girls escape with a 33-32 win over Hanover at Axtell. Frankfort boys' season ended at the hands of top seed Clifton Clyde 46-32, and the Donovan West girls took Clifton Clyde 44-33 at Centralia. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs advanced to state, winning over Riverside 63-41. Valley Falls boys took Riverside 68-58. And finally, the Marysville boys fell to top seed Royal Valley 39-31, ending MHS season at 17-4. Sabetha girls outlasted Nemahal Central in double overtime, 27-24. Clay Setter girls stayed perfect on the season with a win over Concordia, 57-25, and it was the Waumega girls over Holton, 55-20. Area teams advancing to state are the Hanover boys and Valley Heights girls, both hosting quarterfinal games Tuesday evening at 6. Second seed, Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, 20-1, will host Wabunsee, 9-14, opening Class 2A girls state tournament play. Winner advances to Manhattan Friday. Top seed Hanover boys, 21-1, will host Beloit St. John's Tipton, 12-7, in 1A Division II state tournament action. Winner advances to Great Bend Friday.
Marysville high school basketball season comes to an end with an 18-4 record, losing to the Royal Valley Panthers in the sub-state championship game, 39-31. Marysville was led by Jack Lauer with 10 points. Jackson Rader had 8. Gavin Pichel in his final game had 4. Ryder O'Neill had 3. Ben Kirkland had 2. Marysville led this one 5-4 after the first quarter. A big second quarter from Royal Valley ends up with a 5-point deficit, 17-12 at halftime. Solid third quarter brings this one back a little bit closer. Marysville was down 23-22, but then a big fourth quarter that was just too much for Marysville for Royal Valley closes this one out. Marysville loses 39-31, sending the career of 6 seniors, Zach Haefeli, Gavin Pichel, Briar O'Neill, Jackson Rader, Ben Kirkland, and Grant Holly, to an end. And it sends Royal Valley on to the state tournament. Again, Marysville falls in the final game of the season to Royal Valley, 39-31. This is Brian Cook reporting for KNDY.
Hanover Wildcats split a pair with the Wetmore Cardinals in the 1A sub-state championships at Axtell Saturday. Hanover boys take the nightcap in convincing fashion, 74-37. Much like their semifinal round win, a close first half was all Hanover in the second half, outscoring Wetmore 30-6 in a third quarter run. Hanover had a 4-point halftime lead. Cats had three players in double figures, led by Emmett Juneman with 22. Blake Heenick adds 12. Colin Juneman with 11. As Hanover improves to 20-1, hosting a state championship playoff next week. Wetmore finished with Keel McQueen scoring 14 points. They go 14-10 on the season. Hanover girls fell 33-32 in the afternoon matchup. Hanover was up by 2. Wetmore's Kenzie Strothman hits a tray with just seconds remaining. Kenzie Strothman would lead all scorers with 17 points as Wetmore improves to 17-6. Hanover's top scorer was Keegan Atkins with 18. Lady Wildcats finished the year at 14-6. Wetmore 33, Hanover 32.
Increase the health and longevity of your trees by reducing the risk of girdling roots. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These roots encircle the trunk and interfere with the flow of water, nutrients, and food reserves between the roots and the leaves. Always check for and loosen circling roots and remove girdling roots at planting. Take extra time when examining the roots of lindens, maples, magnolias, and pines that are more prone to developing girdling roots. Dig the planting hole 2 to 5 times wider than the root ball. Roughen the sides of the planting hole to allow the tree roots easy access to the surrounding soil. Plant trees with the root flare, the place where the tree roots flare away from the trunk, at or slightly above the soil surface. Don't pile mulch over the trunk of the tree. This encourages adventitious roots to form on the mulch-covered trunk and develop into girdling roots. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It is difficult to imagine the conditions for POWs like Tom Crosby in the weeks leading up to their camp's liberation. Some had already died from malnutrition, and now they feared they might lose their life if the American forces attempted to free them. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
In December of 1944, American soldiers held as POWs on the island of Palawan were massacred by their Japanese captors, who ordered them into air raid shelters and then set those shelters on fire. General Douglas MacArthur was concerned how other POWs in the Philippines might be treated in the closing months of the war.
He heard the orders from Tokyo were to kill all civilian and military prisoners, so there would be no witnesses to the atrocities.
Tom Crosby was just 11 years old at the time. Since January of 1942, he, his brother, mother, and grandmother had been held as civilian prisoners of war in Manila. Tom's grandmother had resorted to boiling their leather shoes and belts to get some protein broth for her grandsons. By 1944, Tom and 3,500 others held there were extremely weak.
We had school on the top of the main building for the couple of years, but in the third year, we weren't strong enough to get up there, so we had to move school behind the Ed building.
On February 3rd, 1945, the American rescue teams that had liberated other camps in the Philippines finally arrived in Manila.
About 9 o'clock at night, I was in the Ed building with my brother and about 200 others, and they got to us just in time. They had 3 serials of mechanized infantry, 1st Cavalry Division, with approximately 200 in each serial.
While Tom's mother and grandmother had been freed, the Japanese raced to the top of the building where Tom and the boys were being held. A firefight and 36-hour hostage situation was just beginning. That story next time as we travel the countryside in San Diego, California. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction for the estate of LaVon Gurmeron Saturday, March 20th, beginning at noon at the farm, 2853 Victory Road, east of Hollenburg. Selling 200 acres in Franklin Township, 71 acres cropland in 2 fields, 110 acres pasture with the balance, hayland, waterways, timber, and farmstead. There are three ponds. At the farmstead, there's a 1.5-story home occupied until recently. Older outbuildings. There are water wells and electric service at both the farmstead and near the South Road. Farm again located east of Hollenburg at the intersection of 29th and Victory Road. Sale begins at noon for the land, as well as selling an acreage in Hollenburg and a four-bedroom home. Beginning at 10 a.m., they will sell iron, old farm machinery and vehicles, primitives, antiques, and some household items. Auction Saturday, March 20th at 2853 Victory Road east of Hollenburg. For additional details, go online to BottRealtyAuction.com. Raymond Bott Realty and Auction will be the broker and auctioneer.
Raising chickens free-range doesn't mean letting them run amok outside 24/7. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It simply means giving them the option to go outside as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
The term free range brings up images of chickens scratching, eating bugs, and roaming freely in an open field rather than being confined inside. Jim Hermes is a retired extension poultry specialist at Oregon State University. He says the USDA has a legal definition of free range.
All it says is they have access to outside. It doesn't mean they go outside. It means they have access. So, in essence, if you have a chicken house with a door where the birds could go outside if they so choose, then by definition, they are free range.
Many smaller farms give their chickens the opportunity to go outside of the coop to explore and freely exhibit their natural behaviors. They're brought inside at night. Hermes says the commercial industry had chickens outside almost exclusively into the 1950s. But over the last 40 years, producers realized that productivity, bird safety, and health was improved if they were kept inside. They were protected from environmental hazards such as disease organisms and predators. It's just been in recent years that the pendulum is swinging again to let chickens go out into nature. The primary reason for that is behavioral issues.
When they're enclosed in cages or in buildings, some of their natural behaviors, dusting behavior, scratching, things of that nature, which are typical normal things that chickens do, are really difficult to accomplish when they're in a cage or on litter floors. As far as that is concerned, their behavioral welfare is much improved being outside.
Learn more about free-ranging chickens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky. Silver song of a love.
we're approaching graduation season, I can't help but reminisce on the moment I was finally declared a graduate and threw my cap in the air. And although that moment I felt a sweet sense of relief, getting there required dedication and discipline. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, planning for retirement can feel a little like graduation. Whether it's coming up soon or it's still years out, it may be time to revisit your plan to ensure you're on track. And if you haven't already, a good first step is to work with a financial professional. They can help you think through things like your calling, work, family, and generosity. Each of these play an important part in your overall financial strategy. By making sure you're financially prepared for retirement, you'll need to be committed to making daily decisions that funnel up to your hopes and dreams once that time comes. A financial professional can help you stick to your plan, enabling you to live a life of purpose and gratitude pre- and post-retirement.
China will be a big buyer of U.S. agricultural products this year, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. Farmers who use seed lubricants when planting, I'm about to tell you about a game-changing product. An Iowa company called Lomutech has developed and patented a soy-based seed lubricant that makes talc and graphite obsolete. It's cleaner, safer, 100% U.S. soy, and it's already doing the job for farmers across the country. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
In a recent Farm Foundation forum exploring the outlook for ag trade, USDA senior economist Sharon Saito referred to the losses China sustained from African swine fever.
Pork production in China will recover, will increase, but there are some constraints to how much it can increase with respect to feeding costs and other expenses related to biosecurity, et cetera. And so we still are projecting a fairly robust growth in pork imports and beef imports as well. Poultry, not the top market, but still showing pretty strong growth in imports. Again, consumption trends driving all of this.
Also during that forum, former chief ag negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative, Greg Dowd, who now works for Aimpoint Research, pointed out that when China banned swill feeding of hogs a year ago, a new opportunity arose for feed grains exports. Dowd says China will likely be creating Western-style hog confinement operations.
You're going to do that. The next thing you need to do before you fill that facility full of pigs is you better lay in the feed supply. And that's what we're seeing going on here. And I think that is a very different dynamic for the world to deal with in terms of corn and soybean demand going forward.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the federal level with the new Biden administration, along with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, has been focusing on some new renewable fuel initiatives across the nation, as renewable fuels may be playing an important role in meeting America's energy and environmental needs in the coming years, according to Tom Vilsack, the new agriculture secretary.
The importance of the renewable fuels industry, in the opinion of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
I think that the renewable fuel industry and the renewable fuels are part of the strategy to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels that are harming the environment.
The secretary, speaking at Commodity Classic Friday, says even with recent efforts to promote electric-powered vehicles,
it is unlikely that we're going to see a significant number of electric vehicles. It's unlikely that we're going to see in 15 years an elimination of combustion engine vehicles.
Facilitating the need for renewable fuels to reduce emissions and increase fuel efficiency. Secretary Vilsack adds, with innovations in automotive technology and higher performance vehicles,
if we're truly interested in stretching the mile miles that we get out of our cars, it's going to be necessary for us to focus on octane, and there's only one way to get to high enough octane to get you to higher mileage standards, and that's through renewable fuels.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
In other news, a recent farm futures survey found that nearly 9 of every 10 farmers believe that taxes will go up under the Biden administration. Another 71% believe that the water rights laws will be overturned under the Biden administration. And only 22% believe that markets will stabilize with a new trade strategy under the new administration. And 4 out of every 5 farmers that were interviewed in the farm futures survey are saying that there may be fewer focus on agriculture from the federal level. The publication points out the unease in the farming community today that feels similar to the farming attitudes after President Barack Obama was also elected. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. Rustiak Ford.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive pickups. One's a Z71 four-door four-wheel drive, the other an LT Redline edition. They also have a BV 2021 Silverado 3500 HD LTZ four-door four-wheel drive. It's got everything on it, and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. American Farm Bureau reminding farmers and ranchers about the importance of safety and health as part of the Ag Safety Awareness Program Week. Michael Clements shares how Farm Bureau helping keep farmers and ranchers in their communities safe during planting season and throughout the year.
This week is Ag Safety Awareness Program Week, and the American Farm Bureau, along with State Farm Bureau organizations, are promoting safety for farmers and ranchers. Maggie Good, AFBF Member Engagement Director, says Farm Bureau members throughout the country are participating in the effort through the theme Driving Safety Home.
Each day of the week has a different theme to share resources and different messages around. So I know a lot of our State Farm Bureaus have teamed up with their volunteer programs to make sure that they are including their members in getting out health and safety messages and getting personal stories worked into that.
Good says farm safety and health extends beyond the usual conversations of safety around machinery and in the field.
Wednesday's theme is general farmer wellness. It can cover a whole variety of things as far as getting a normal checkup every year and making sure you're up to date on all the vaccinations that you need. Thursday, we're talking about mental health. American Farm Bureau has the Farm State of Mind webpage on our website. It's got a ton of great resources about mental health and also give them the tools that they need when someone in their circle is struggling.
Good says Ag Safety Awareness Program Week offers important reminders to all over rural America.
It not only serves as a reminder to farmers and ranchers to keep themselves and their families safe during planting season and into the warmer months, but it also serves as a reminder to motorists that there's going to be slow-moving farm machinery on the road. And by taking their part to slow down, they're not only getting themselves and their families home safely, but they're also making sure that our farmers and ranchers can get a safe and abundant food source on their table.
Find Ag Safety Awareness Week resources online at fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Raising chickens free-range doesn't mean letting them run amok outside 24/7. It means giving them the option to go outside on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Free range brings up images of chickens scratching, eating bugs, and roaming freely in an open field rather than being confined inside. Jim Hermes is a retired extension poultry specialist at Oregon State University. He says the USDA has a legal definition of free range.
All it says is they have access to outside. It doesn't mean they go outside. It means they have access. So, in essence, if you have a chicken house with a door where the birds could go outside if they so choose, then by definition, they are free range.
Many smaller farms give their chickens the opportunity to go outside of the coop to explore and freely exhibit their natural behaviors. They're brought inside at night. Hermes says the commercial industry had chickens outside almost exclusively into the 1950s. But over the last 40 years, producers realized that productivity, bird safety, and health was improved if they were kept inside. It's just been in recent years that the pendulum is swinging again to let chickens go out into nature. The primary reason for that is behavioral issues.
When they're enclosed in cages or in buildings, some of their natural behaviors, dusting behavior, scratching, things of that nature, which are typical normal things that chickens do, are really difficult to accomplish when they're in a cage or on litter floors. As far as that is concerned, their behavioral welfare is much improved being outside.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about free-ranging chickens at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Monday today. We started off with a really mix across the board. The livestock, we're seeing a lot of green pop up now, which is a good sign as we get closer to the end of the day. Live cattle for April right now up 27 cents to 119.30. June live cattle up 92 cents to 118.92. The August sitting up 62 cents in the green as well to 117.70. Over in the feeder cattle, we see mostly green here as well. March, which is just about off the board, up 50 cents right now to 135.10. April up 45 cents to 139.47. In the May feeder cattle, we do see a little bit of red here, down 17 to 144.97. Lean hogs, they had a rough start to the day, but we are seeing green here as they rebounded a little bit. April lean hogs up 47 cents now to 87.65. The May lean hogs up 50 cents to 89.97. In the soybeans, we are seeing some decent growth here. March soybeans up 10 and a quarter to 14.44 and a half. May up 9 and three quarters to 14.40 and a quarter. On the meal side, we see a little bit red here. May soybean meal down 50 cents to 4.17 and 70 cents, with July down 40 cents to 4.15 and 80 cents. Over in the soybean oil, we see May up right now 104 to 52.84, July up 106 to 51.83, and August sitting up $1.03 to 50.69. Over in the cotton right now, they started off red as well. Now we're seeing some green rebound here. March officially off the board at 86.21. May cotton up 19 cents to 87.95. And July up 22 cents to 88 and 89 cents. Real quick look at your currencies. We see the dollar index right now up 30 cents to 92.29. The euro down just a hair to 118. The Japanese yen for March down a hair as well to 91 cents as well. So we can see hopefully some of those rebound a little bit as we go along. In the grains, we are seeing corn try and rebound before the wrap up of the day as well. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
News on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Today we are having a conversation with Chris Allen at Frontier Farm Credit. Chris, over the past year, we've seen a lot of volatility in the economy as a whole, and the ag industry has seen their fair share as well.
That's correct. And January 2020 seems like an eternity ago. We started last year with a Phase 1 trade agreement with China, which brought some optimism to the ag sector. But then, as we all know, COVID hit. At that point, ethanol plants were shutting down. USDA came out and projected 97 million acres of corn being planted, and next thing we knew, commodity markets were crashing. Cattle industry also took a hit as restaurants and schools and overall consumption went down. But by the end of the year, as we fast forwarded, we ended up with a smaller crop, strong usage, and a shrinking supply of stockpiles, which ultimately provided a harvest boost to prices that are still holding fairly strong today. And overall, our region was fortunate to have average to above average yield.
Highs and lows definitely aren't anything new to farmers and ranchers. What are some things they can do to be better prepared for all of the factors that affect their operation?
You're correct. Farming and ranching has always been a volatile industry with lots of factors that are out of the producer's control, thinking like markets, weather, interest rates. So for us, it's how do you formulate a plan around those to minimize your risk? In order to do that, you really need to have a good understanding of what your operations break even. Every operation has a unique break even to them based on lots of factors, but by knowing this, you're able to make decisions to lock in those profits. For example, being able to make marketing decisions that lock in profits at certain price levels. Crop insurance is another key piece to help minimize your risk. Aside from your multi-peril policy, there are also numerous supplemental policies that can help reduce your risk and even lock in higher guarantees. And lastly, like we were talking interest rate, now's a great time to lock in low, long-term fixed rate. With all the craziness over the past year, one bright side for producers has been historically low interest rate. Locking these in for the next 20, 25, or even 30 years allows you to better plan knowing that these payments will not rise.
As an ag lender, Are there any opportunities facing ag producers today?
Yeah, like I mentioned above, crop prices are remaining strong. Now's a good time to take advantage and lock in profits for this fall if you can. This plays in well with knowing your cost of production and how crop insurance guarantees work. Now would be a great time to sit down with your crop insurance provider to go over these options before the March 15th deadline. Our crop insurance agents would be happy to sit down with you and do a free, no-strings-attached policy review to see if it's meeting your risk tolerances. Also, interest rates are still historically low, so now's a great time to review those and look at fixing them for the long term.
As an ag lender, how can producers protect their operations against interest rate risk?
The best option is to lock it in long term, like I've talked about. And this makes planning easier as your payments won't change from year to year. With the economy starting to recover from COVID and the outlook they're improving, long term interest rates are inevitably going to go up. Looking at ways to lock them in now will provide you protection when they do move.
What are some ways Frontier Farm Credit can help with this?
Producers make tough decisions every day. We have the expertise and tools to help them make the best decisions for their unique operations. We currently have special financing programs we are running that make this a unique refinancing opportunity for producers. Our interest rate products can be fixed for up to 30 years. We offer flexible payment options. We have on-staff appraisers to ensure a smooth process. And you can get to work with local experts that are dedicated to serving agriculture. I would tell producers to not let this unique opportunity pass without seeing what is available to them. Like I said before, rates won't be here forever.
What else does Frontier Farm Credit offer that is unique?
A unique difference is our co-op structure and the power of being a customer owner. 2020 marked the 17th year we have paid back a portion of our earnings to our customer owners in the form of a dividend check. We distributed over $19 million to our 32-county territory in eastern Kansas, which calculates to 1% of the customer's average daily loan balance for 2020. In terms of dollars, that's $1,000 we paid back for every $100,000 that was borrowed. In effect, this lowers their effective interest rate by 1%. Our board of directors is committed to continuing this trend into the future.
How can people get in touch with you to take advantage of this opportunity?
Sure, they can visit us anytime at frontierfarmcredit.com or give us a call at 1-800-397-3191.
The Black Squirrel City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.